Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, our buddy Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com. Chris, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
And we're hanging in there. Still working from home, doing all right. And we're hoping to get some sports back here, Chris. We've talked more about baseball coming back because they've laid out a plan that we've seen, at least some of it, and there's some fighting there. There's been less talk about basketball. I think Adam Silver's been a little more cautious about putting out a plan. There's been less leaks in basketball as well. What's your best guess as to, you know, what the season might look like, and will there be a rest of the season in the NBA?
So I continue to say that I think there will be a rest of the season. How that looks, how they go about it, I think that remains to be seen. I think those are questions that we have to dig deeper into. But I just think there's so much motivation from both sides, guys, to get this season in and crown a champion. And I think there's a lot of money at stake. And because of that, because of how many people want the season to return, I think we're going to end up having that. I also think that the NBA is trying to get as much information as possible from the people that they trust around the league, from doctors, health professionals, medical experts. And I think they're also paying close attention to what's going to happen with Bundesliga, what's going to happen with the English Premier League, both those soccer leagues. And they want to see what's going to work, what's not going to work. And in a way, seeing other teams try or other leagues try and go the direction of restarting, I think is going to give the NBA more information than they currently have right now.
Chris, if we do start back up, is it going to be in a home arenas or is it going to be in remote locations?
I think it's going to be remote locations, guys. I think that's what they feel like is the most safe. I don't think the league likes the bubble. I don't think they like the term of that because it makes people feel sheltered and stuff like that. Right. So I think they're going to phrase it kind of as like a campus-like environment.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I think Orlando makes a ton of sense, so much sense, with the hotels, with the facilities that they have, how spread out everything can be. I think Vegas makes sense too, but given some of the comments recently that have come out of that city about coronavirus, I don't know that that would be the first choice necessarily. I think at the end of the day, it's probably going to be one Eastern Conference spot, one Western Conference spot. And logically, East would be Orlando, West would be Las Vegas.
Are you saying the NBA commissioner doesn't want to get involved with that wacky mayor in Las Vegas?
You have to be very, very careful about who you surround yourself with these days and what you attach yourself to.
Right. All right. So if they do the Orlando plan and they bring, do we finish the whole rest of the regular season or just part of it?
So I think it's going to be just part of it, but I think it has to be some semblance of a regular season because I think there's money involved, because I think there's TV contracts involved. And because I wrote this the other day for Cleveland.com, guys, we learned over the 4 years with LeBron here and going to the finals every single year, there's such a difference between the regular season and the postseason. And I don't think the NBA wants to get into a situation where they just start it up and go right into postseason basketball because of the intensity, because of the competition, because of the physicality. You could open yourself up to, one, bad basketball, sloppy basketball, two, a bunch of injuries from all these guys. And I just think having some semblance of a regular season after some semblance of a training camp allows you to have more of the kind of basketball that you would want when it comes to a playoff environment and crowning a champion.
Talking with Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Chris, Tristan Thompson spoke obviously yesterday and, you know, talked about the fact that he's not expecting it to be the end here, but the Cavs, but he's not in Cleveland, right? Some of the players have come back. Have you gotten any reports from how that's going, and are they really following those protocols?
So nobody that left, when they got the clear go-ahead that they were allowed to leave the market and go with their family or go somewhere where they had access to different kind of workout facilities or a gym, like Tristan Thompson has a weight room and a basketball court, full-size basketball court, on the grounds of his house in Los Angeles. So the players that went elsewhere, none of them came back. And I don't think any of them are planning to come back immediately until they get a green light from the NBA that something is going to resume, because I just don't think anybody wants to, one, travel in that kind of fashion, and two, then have to be quarantined for 10 to 14 days. So the players that stayed in market throughout all of this, and there were about 8 or 9, those guys have been the ones that have gone to the practice facility. That's Kevin Love, it's Jetty Osman, Ante Zizic, Larry Nance Jr. And all indications are, from a physical standpoint, that's not what this is about necessarily. It's not, okay, we're going to get ourselves really into game shape, basketball shape again, so that when the NBA decides that they want to restart, if that's the direction that they go, we're going to be ready to go. No, it's just, everybody's been sheltered for so long that this gives them an escape. Basketball for so many of these guys and an escape, and they haven't had access to it. So from all the guys that I talked to after Friday, it was all about how much better they felt mentally, knowing that they could start doing some of the things that made them feel normal again. And yeah. All of the protocols are going to be followed. The day that the Cavs told the players that they were going to reopen the practice facility, it was 2 days before it actually happened. It was the Wednesday. It opened up on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Steve Spiro, the head athletic trainer, basically read them the riot act, saying, if you don't follow these protocols, you aren't going to participate. You aren't going to be able to come into Cleveland Clinic Court. So the basketball, the player designated basketballs, coaches with gloves, coaches with masks, one player per hoop, 12 feet apart, that sort of thing. Yes. All of that stuff is being followed, because I think everybody recognizes that the most important thing here, guys, still is safety and health of players. And the NBA was never going to jeopardize that. And I don't think the NBA is ever going to put itself in a position where it feels like it is going to jeopardize that. If they feel like it's safe to resume, if they feel like it's safe to go business as normal, I absolutely think that there's enough motivation to restart this thing, and going back to practice facilities is certainly a big part of that.
Chris, have you been watching much of The Last Dance? And if you have, what do you think?
All of it. Every single episode. I think it's been fantastic. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, Dustin and Bull. I don't know that there was anything that I've really learned that I didn't already know. You know what I mean? I don't know that there was anything illuminating. But even despite that, it's been so entertaining. And I think that's the mark of a great documentary, that it can still reach you and make you emotional, and you can invest so much of your time, even though you basically know the story. And I think that's been really, really fascinating. And all it makes me think about, honestly, is what a 2016 Cavs documentary or what a LeBron James documentary would be like in the future. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I learned anything. I think there were things that I had forgotten about, and it reminded me. You know, I'll be totally honest. I think I already mentioned this at the time. I totally forgot that the year before they started the second three-peat that they had lost to Orlando in the playoffs when Michael came back late in the season. I had forgotten about that. Like, it just was out of my mind. It's been long enough, but and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. So there were a few things like that, but some of the, you know, just the way Michael has reacted to, you know, some of the Isaiah Thomas comments, the Gary Payton comments, that's been really good stuff.
Oh, it's been great. I think it's provided a window into Michael, and I think that's one of the great things about this, and one of the reasons why I keep going back and forth about a future Cavs documentary.
Oh, definitely be great.
At the era in which Michael played, though, he was like a deity, right? You didn't know these things about him necessarily, his personality, who he was, because you didn't have social media. LeBron is so open about who he is. There's nothing about LeBron I think people would find out in a future Cavs documentary. But I think the Michael stuff has been so impactful because he was so guarded. And because the era in which he played, the coverage of that team was a lot different, you know?
Yeah. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com with us. Chris, both Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have said they should scrap the season. Part of the reason being that the champion will be tainted. Dustin and I don't buy that. Do you buy that this season's champ would be a tainted champ or an asterisk next to their name?
No, I don't think so necessarily. At the same time, I think the reality is some teams have benefited from this and other teams haven't. You know what I mean? Like, a team like the Los Angeles Lakers is going to be a little bit behind because of the stay-at-home orders. I think a team like the Milwaukee Bucks might be a little bit behind, too, in part because Giannis doesn't have access to a gym the way that, you know, LeBron has access to or Tristan Thompson has access to. Mm-hmm. I think the 76ers benefit greatly because Ben Simmons is all of a sudden going to come back and be healthy. And he had an injury at the time that kind of threw their playoff push into flux. So I don't know that it's going to be an asterisk, but I think it is fair to say that not everybody is on the same playing field in terms of what they've been able to do during this time off.
Chris, a question. We heard about a week or so ago, the agent of Michael Jordan was on in WFAN, and I think he said that he thinks Michael would score 50 a game if he was playing this day and age. I disagree. I don't think he'd score 50 a game. I think he'd score a lot. And I also made the hot take that I think that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan. Am I crazy?
He's high. He's high, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're crazy.
Okay.
I think you're crazy in part because – so one of the things – that I loved about the documentary that they showed, and it was one of the first couple of episodes. Michael scored 46, I believe it was, in a playoff game against the Celtics without taking a single three-point shot. And I think people forget that as the three-pointer became more in vogue and Michael elevated himself, he became like a legitimate great three-point shooter. So if he would have continued to add that element to his game with everything else that he already had in his arsenal, he'd be unstoppable. Because, like, what do you try and take away? What do you give up? There's nothing. He'll beat you off the dribble. He'll hit mid-range. He'll hit three-point shots. He'll back you down in the post. Like, the most complete offensive game, that's what he had fundamentally from a skill standpoint. And James Harden's great. And he's found a way to become this great scorer, but I don't know that he can do it in every single way that Michael can. I still think there's a way.
I think he can.
Harden.
I don't think he. I don't. Sorry to cut you off, Chris. I don't think that he's a complete player like Michael. Like Michael is a what, like 8-time or 10-time All Defensive NBA guy. Like he was. I think Jordan's the greatest player of all time. I think he's the most complete basketball player we've ever seen. I just think that there's things that Harden has done. In terms of changing the game, the way he just had his moves and can get his looks on his own. I mean, he's certainly the best isolation player ever, I would say.
Sure. I think from an isolation standpoint, one-on-one, I think there's an argument to be made there. But in terms of, like, full offensive arsenal, he's layups and threes. That's really all he – and it works. It works nowadays in the NBA. And he's found a way with this creative step back that's not a travel, and give him a lot of credit for that. And he's great at drawing fouls because he's really, really crafty. But layups and threes, I mean, MJ had everything. So I just think he was more complete as an offensive player as well as an entire player.
So have you transformed him in his prime to now? He'd average what a game, you think?
I mean,
45?
What's that?
45?
I think it's up there. I absolutely think it's up there. There's so much scoring. There's not as much defense. I mean, 45 is a high number. It really, really is, because he's got teammates and he's got to get them involved too. So I would say between 35 and 40 is probably what he would do.
Yeah, I wonder if his teammates, like, he'd have a harder time, you know, kind of beating up in a way his teammates like he did then. I wonder if guys would take it, you know, be able to handle that as much now.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good point. I don't know that they can nowadays. I think today's athlete's a little bit more pampered from that standpoint.
Chris, good stuff as always, man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys as well. See ya.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.